Hi, I've just listened to At Matt Stacey's audiobook, where he discusses the implications and ramifications of Myst, the full version of Myst being released on the iPhone, and he wonders and ponders if this is a watershed moment in the iPhone as a gaming platform. I think undoubtedly I have to agree with him. Both on a technical level, it marks the fact the iPhone is a fully fledged gaming platform that can do things above and beyond simply games of Tetris or shooter marks, which we've seen so far. There's the further ramifications on the PSP and Nintendo DS and the broader handheld gaming market. I think as a wider platform, your standalone £400-£500 consoles aren't going to be affected. There may be some cross-linking between the two platforms. You know, you carry your game space around with you on the iPhone, or you can access content which you've generated on your console or PC. But I think on the impact it'll have on the PSP and the portable space, well, undoubtedly the screen itself is as good as, if not better than, the PSP. The additional features of the iPhone in particular, thinking here of the GPS, or at least the geolocation, and the accelerometer add extra dimension to the games which the PSP doesn't have. There's a broader, or it seems to be a broader, gaming development community around the iPhone. And most importantly, of course, that it's the one convergent device in your pocket, as Matt mentioned. It's the iPod, it's the iPhone, it's the video player, it's now the portable gaming platform. And of course, the iTunes Store then allows that sort of interaction, an easier market push that than the PSP, especially without having to write proprietary software, submit to Sony, have a UMD drive, etc., etc., etc. So I think the one downside, I have to say, of the iPhone, or two downsides really, compared to the PSP and certainly to the Nintendo DS, is the battery life. I think you have to factor that in. So it's a significant factor. Nintendo DS is going to run for hours on a single charge. The iPhone, if you're using it as a phone as well, you're looking at, you know, a more limited battery life. And I think the benefit of having the single touchscreen, also have any use in those. The downside, of course, is for a lot of the games is that that's going to take up real estate for use for the joypad, the joystick, or the fire buttons, etc. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think as a broader point, I've got to agree with Matt, I think it's a very valid point. Myst is probably going to be looked back and seeing as one of the watershed release titles. And it's certainly exciting to see where the development and the next level of the iPhone as a gaming platform is going.